to the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to the realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your mood. Just wear a smile. You will find it all the style. In the Comedy Kingdom.
Queen of Mirth. Long left, Queen Elvia.
Hello, and a royal welcome to the bankers, the brokers, the financial wizards, and the blonde gold diggers. For during this session of the Comedy Kingdom, we take up the subject of money. And what a vital subject that is. Look at the trouble money can get you into. Yeah, look at the trouble money can get you out of. But don't think that money always brings happiness. The man with $10 million is no happier than the man with only $9 million. Not that your queen knows from experience. Any sum above $7 is pure hearsay with me. Oh, yes, money talks, but I have an impediment in my income. Am I cute? Of course, once in a while you see a man who doesn't want any more money. Yeah, he's holding a lily. You know, my uncle was that way. His name was Count Filchpenny, and was he tight? Honestly, one year he had his wife's tooth pulled for her birthday present. He was so tight that every time he blinked his eyes, his toes turned up. Honest. No, money isn't everything. Take petite Loretta Lee, for example. Now, she hasn't so much money, but she's got something a lot better than that. Go ahead, Loretta. Tell us about it.
Well, you gotta have music and you gotta have rhythm. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. I got rhythm, I got music. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got Daisy in green pasture. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? I've got rhythm, I got music. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I've got rhythm.
You know, speaking of money, it really shouldn't be hard for any of us to meet expenses these days. In fact, we meet them everywhere. Yes, sir, what this country needs is a good 5-cent nickel. And something else it needs is more quartets like Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Moe.
Oh, a piccolo, a piccolo, a piccolo. I love to play a piccolo. La 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 la. Now some folks like a violin. I run away when they begin. I can't stand saxes moaning. La 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 la. I've taken lots of music lessons. I practice all night, practice all day. Never get the thing to sound right. This is what the neighbors say. Go lose yourself and piccolo. You ought to go to Jericho. But still I love my piccolo. La 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 la. Never be a drummer and carry all the traps. The tuba weighs a ton, I know. You'll never get so thin with a piccolo on your chin. Just put it in your pocket and you're ready to go.
I love to play a banjo.
A piccolo?
No, a banjo.
Now some folks like a violin.
Well, how about the mandolin?
Here it is. Sure is pretty.
I've taken lots of music lessons. Never get the thing to sound right. This is what the neighbors say. Boy, are you terrible. Don't lose yourself and piccolo. You ought to go to Jericho. But still I love my piccolo. La da la da la da la da la.
Subject of money, did you know that eggs are sometimes used for currency in Armenia? I just got to thinking what a messy job it must be getting cigarettes out of a slot machine. You know, money really is a complex problem. It should be handled by an expert. So I would like to introduce the ex-treasurer of the Comedy Kingdom. He was the treasurer until the budget ran out of buds, so we gave him the ex, Harry Lash. Been told that you were a writer of some note.
Oh, sure. I write scenarios.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, the last script I wrote was so bad, the studio had to rewrite it before they tore it up. Right now, I'm working on a story about the South during the Civil War.
Oh, you mean like Gone with the Wind?
No, this is shorter. I'm going to call it Gone with the Breeze. You know, I wrote the first three chapters while I was waiting for a bus on Marshfield Boulevard yesterday. There was a big crowd waiting for the bus, too. I don't know how long they've been standing. They were there when I got there. All I know is that two men got their old age pensions while we were waiting. One guy had been standing there so long, he forgot where he was going. Finally, three buses came along. I guess one was ashamed to come by itself. I wanted to go uptown, and the crowd wanted to go downtown, so I went downtown. As soon as I got on the bus, I spied a seat, and so did the lady next to me. So I raced her for it. Naturally, with these big feet of mine, I won. But being a gentleman on my mother's side, I got up and gave the lady my seat. Then she fainted. When she came to, she thanked me. Then I fainted. You know, there's only one way to travel today, and that's by plane. I'll just show you. Yesterday, my brother flew all the way to Hollywood to make a screen test. And today, he's back, waiting on tables. but you don't have to worry about him. There's a guy that's got plenty of money. He's all set for life. You know, he's got a mouthful of gold. Well, he's got so much gold in his teeth that every night he sleeps with his head in a safe. Say, look, Elvia, what's the idea of the basket? You know, you've been standing there all through this program with a basket.
Well, I'm on an Easter egg hunt.
You're on an Easter egg hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Look, Elvia, this isn't Easter, and there aren't any eggs here.
No, you just tell another joke. I'll wait. Again, the Comedy Kingdom is happy to welcome within its gate the Grand Trooper, who climbed the heights in one of the greatest acts the stage has ever known, Van and Skink, and who is still carrying on the same tradition, Gus Van.
Just a bit of philosophy. We're only here so long and no more. You simply can't go wrong, you'll find. If you bear this in mind, get out in that sun, under that moon, enjoy every hour of the day. 'Cause you can't take it with you, you can't take it with you. So have your fun while you may. A bird in the tree is happy and free. If he learned to talk, he would say, oh, you can take it with you, you can take it with you. So have your fun while you may. Life is a song, a lovely bowl of cherries, if you take the proper point of view. Life is a song, it really is the berries. When you're in love and someone loves you, you work and you slave, you skimp and you save, though you make a million a day. Ah, you can take it with you, you can take it with you. So live and laugh and be gay, and have your fun while you may. Get out in that sun, right under that moon. Enjoy every hour of the day. You can't take it with you. You know you can't take it with you, so have your fun while you may. And keep spanking that piano, brother. You do a swell job over there, no kidding about that. And he loves the piano, really he does, more than money. And he can't take either one of them with him. Yes, life is a song, a lovely bowl of cherries, if you take the proper point of view. Life is a song, it really is the berries. When you're in love and someone loves you, you work and you slave, you skimp and you save, though you make a million a day. Ah, you can take it with you, you can take it with you. So live, laugh and be gay, 'cause when you're gone, gone, gone. So live, laugh and be gay.
Closes its vault, that's all we have to say about money, except that the average man spends too much time making it and not enough time enjoying it.